the sea, let's go, men. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. Nobody knows where or when. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again.
Do you recognize those voices, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. They belong to none other than those two famous radio melody men known to each and every one of you as Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. And to let you in on a little inside information, the boys are right in the midst of an audition for a sponsor who plans to present them on a coast-to-coast network to make known to the public a new idea in relief from acid indigestion and that awful feeling resulting from overindulgence. A pure, safe remedy, Sal Bromide. Just stop in at your favorite drugstore and ask for Sal Bromide. Jones and Hare recently returned from a trip to Europe. In fact, they only got off the boat yesterday, and here they are back in action already. That is, if Mr. Sponsor smiles on the always worthy efforts of our two songbirds. But let's tune in again and see how the audition is going.
Farewell and goodbye, Sally and Sue, don't be blue. We'll just be gone for years and years, and then we're shoving off for home again.
You know, Bill, that's a corking song, but after that trip we've just completed, I'll be satisfied to park my tootsies right here for the next 5 years.
Me too, Ernie. I'm going to anchor my superstructure to a microphone right here in New York. No more traveling for little Willie.
See, how'd you find everything at the house when you got home yesterday?
Swell, Ernie.
Yeah.
My mother was in the kitchen, my sister was in the parlor, and my brother-in-law was in my new blue suit.
Yeah. Is he still on the WPA bill?
Oh, yeah. He's still on it, but he says it's too tough.
Tough? What's tough about that?
Well, they make him go all the way downtown to get his check.
Is he going to resign the outfit?
Just as soon as I go to work, he says.
See, what did he do before you began supporting him?
Oh, he was a doctor, Ernie.
A doctor?
Yeah, but he lost his license for using the wrong instrument in an operation.
Oh, he did, eh?
Yeah, he opened a man's head with a hammer.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody reads the Sunday papers. They turn right to the funniest for a laugh.
And if they only knew there's more fun in the headlines than in any comic strip or photograph.
That's the humorous side of the news. The humorous side of the news.
Right here on the front page you'll find some funny cracks.
It says in great big letters they'll reduce our income tax.
That's the humorous side of the news. A sure cure for the blues.
Right here it says a local man is wishing he was dead.
He's been refused by 50 pretty girls he asked to wed.
That fella's been turned down so much he feels like a bedspread.
That's the humorous side of the news. It's the humorous side of the news. The humorous side of the news.
Right here on the front page, Boxing News, you will see.
You'll get a lot of giggles if you read it carefully. Here's the account of the fight at Madison Square Garden last night.
Who fought?
Knockout Mulligan and one round Goldberg. Here's the last round. Mulligan lands two hard rights to Goldberg's jaw. Goldberg is down. Mulligan lands left hook and two right uppercuts to Goldberg's midsection. Goldberg is down. Mulligan makes Goldberg miss two hard swings. Mulligan lands two hard rights to Goldberg's jaw. Goldberg is down. The winner, Goldberg.
Goldberg? Say, who were the judges in that fight?
Cohen, Lapidus, and Rappaport.
That's the humorous side of the news. The humorous side of the news.
Everyone reads Winchell. He writes about Broadway.
He prints the things he never knew, so we'll read some today. In Egypt, when a man dies, they place his body in a public place, and 20 beautiful Egyptian girls dance the rumba around him for 3 hours.
What's the idea of that?
If that doesn't wake him up, they know he's dead. In Abyssinia, a woman divorces her husband. He goes into seclusion.
In America, she goes into pictures.
And in China, a woman who can wear the smallest shoe gets a medal.
What does she get in America?
Corn.
It's the humorous side of the news. The humorous side of the news.
Just read the different headlines and you'll get some idea.
We've got a paper handy, so we'll read the ones in here.
Kate Smith goes bathing in Atlantic City.
Tidal wave reported off the coast of Spain.
Remont Canero orders a new pair of shoes.
Mussolini puts 50,000 men to work.
Quintuplets born to South America's farmer's wife.
LaGuardia blames Tammany Hall.
Way over there in Europe, they are ready for a war.
We'll be invited over when the cannons start to roar.
And they think we'll come over just the way we did before. That's the humorous side of the news.
Well, we've got time for just one more song, Bill.
Yeah, okay, Ernie, what'll it be?
Well, how about Bubbling Over? We made a hit with that on A Boat Coming Back.
I'll say you did. That song won you the Wealthy Widow.
Oh, stop kidding, Bill. Leave the widow out of this, will you?
Yeah, try and do that.
I'm bubbling over with sweet romance. I found a reason to sing and dance. I'm bubbling over, I'm proud as a peacock when I'm out walking with you. I'm bubbling over, I effervesce. I seem to sizzle in your caress. And I'm conversing with heaven in person, dear, when I'm talking with you. Ooh, when you're kissing me, what that does do.
Oh, when you're kissing me, I feel like a miniature Vesuvius.
I'm bubbling over like vintage wine. I'm bubbling over now that you're mine. My heart's in clover and I'm bubbling over with love for adorable you.
I sing your praises from windows and doorways, and I'm finding always too.
I sing your praises from housetop and hilltop that nobody will top you.
I'm bubbling over with sweet romance. I found a reason to sing and dance. I'm bubbling over, I'm proud as a peacock when I'm out walking with you. I'm bubbling over like vintage wine. I'm bubbling over now that you're mine. My heart's in clover and I'm bubbling over with love. For
Wallace, that was a swell audition.
Thanks, Howard, thanks. Wish you were the sponsor.
Say, here's Mr. Blank, your new sponsor, I hope. Mr. Blank, may I present Billy Jones and Ernie Hare?
Well, boys, you were splendid.
Thanks, Mr. Blank. But we were a little jittery. We haven't been auditioning much lately. In fact, we just got back from a trip to Europe.
So I heard. Did you have a good time?
Swell, especially Ernie. A wealthy young widow of about 40 fell for him on the boat going over. She chased him all over the continent.
Yeah. Yeah, but I finally got rid of her.
Yes, says you. I met her on the street today, and she's not leaving town till she sees you.
Say, you didn't give her my address and phone number, did you, Bill?
No. But I did happen to say something about our having an audition up here today.
Now, that's a fine thing. That woman will drive me crazy.
Well, that's no drive. It's just a putt.
Never mind the jokes. That woman is liable to do something desperate.
You mean she might marry you?
No, she's not that desperate.
Well, boys, now let's get down to signing contracts.
Yeah, anything to take my mind off of that woman. Boy, will I be glad to sign and start working again in New York. No more traveling. Live right here. Home-cooked food again. Boy, what a pleasure.
Live right here in New York? Why, boys, we plan to broadcast right across the country. A different town each program.
A different what?
You mean we don't broadcast from New York?
No, of course not. We have planned a new stunt in advertising this product, sal bromide. You travel from place to place in a trailer.
A trailer?
Yeah. You see, we've had a trailer especially constructed for the show. It's complete. And I mean complete. Come over here, and I'll show you a model of it.
Gee, I envy you fellas. Imagine all the fun you'll be having trooping around in that gadget.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can have my share of it right now.
Now, boys, I'll explain how it works. You see, the entire side wall can be lowered at right angles to the body of the trailer and supported by these legs. It forms a stage, you see? Complete lighting and drops.
Yeah, but Mr. Blank, Before you go any further, you might as well know that neither Ernie nor I drive a car.
Oh, I've taken care of that, Billy. Oh. You'll have a colored chauffeur. St. Elmo Williams is his name, and he'll double as cook and handyman for the show.
Great.
I tell you, boys, this is the slickest piece of work that's been ever turned out in a trailer. And get this now. Here's the kitchen. Look at that electric stove. Why, you could cook anything on that from a pot of coffee to a cow.
Yeah, I know, but we can't cook.
Oh, but I've taken care of that, Ernie.
Yeah.
St. Elmo is your cook. He's your driver, dishwasher, valet, and why, he even plays a guitar. And look here. Now, look here. Your twin pianos are built right into the wall and fold out when the stage is lowered.
Yeah, I know, but who's supposed to emcee the show? Who's going to take care of all the announcing?
Oh, I've taken care of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very important matter, that. I'm not going to have an announcer.
What?
No announcer?
Well, not exactly no announcer. I've hired a barker.
Oh, a barker?
Oh, now I get the idea.
Yep, his name is Jack Spratt. Strong as a bull. Used to be a strong man in the circus. And then he handled a sideshow. He's a wow. So you see, boys, everything is ship-shape and ready for you to start as soon as we sign contracts.
Yeah, it certainly looks like everything's been taken care of, except that I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll raise the ante.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking exactly of that. Everything's been taken care of except that widow's after my scalp.
Oh, I've taken care of that. Here she is.
Oh, my gosh.
Ernie, darling.
Oh.
You naughty boy. When you left the ship yesterday, you forgot to say goodbye.
Forgot, that's what you think.
I felt terrible.
Well, you see, Arabella, Bill wanted me to help him explain to the customs man, didn't you, Bill?
No, I didn't.
You know, there's a pal for you, a true Broadway friend.
Thanks, Ernie.
Yeah, you know, you wear like an old shoe.
Thanks again, Ernie.
You're a heel to the last.
Thanks, Ernie. And I hope you break your leg, too.
But, Ernie, you haven't told me why you left the dock without saying
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I'll explain everything. You see, we are right in the midst of a conference now. You just wait for me downstairs, won't you?
All right, sweet boy. How do I get downstairs?
You just go out in the hall and open the first door on the right.
Can I get downstairs quicker that way?
She ought to. The elevator, Chef.
Yeah, that's the fastest way out.
All right, Ernie, darling. I'll do just as you say. I'll be waiting.
Now I know I'll have to leave this town. Where's that contract? Give me a pen, somebody. How many places do I sign?
We wanted a program at home, but we're shoving right off to Rome. Nobody knows where we'll go, but we're shoving right off, and so I'll get a break that widow I'll shake. Ernie, don't you feel so...
Well, it does look like Billy and Ernie are on their way in spite of all objections, and we know they're going to be just as pleased with their new trailer show as the thousands who have used Sal Bromide, that most efficacious remedy for acidity or that annoying sick headache. Why are so many millions of Sal Bromide tablets sold each year? I'll answer that question simply and quickly. Sal Bromide is safe and easy to take. One or two tablets and a glass of warm or cold water, as you prefer, and presto, an effervescent and most palatable drink is ready to drive away your troubles. Drug counters everywhere and most soda fountains are ready to sell or serve you Sal Bromide, the favorite of millions. And don't forget, when you tune in tomorrow evening at the same time, you'll know it's Billy Jones and Ernie Hare when you hear...
Hot with spoiler, we come home again. Railing, trailing, over the countryside. Telling the folks they can't go wrong if they use Sal Bromide.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.